This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, the Native American.
Today, Axel James Holmes Sr. is a highly respected Ojibwe elder living on the Boys Fort Reservation. 70-some years ago, he was a patriotic kid.
Went to Duluth the day after the Pearl Harbor and tried to enlist in the Navy, but we were too young, they told us. We were 18.
At 20, Holmes joined the Army. Native Americans enlisted in large numbers during World War II. In fact, no ethnic group in America had a higher per capita participation in the military then.
It was a thing to do, I guess. It's glamorous. It's going to be a great life and all. Didn't know there was going to be shooting and dying.
Holmes served in the Pacific, first in New Guinea and then the Philippines. He recalls the danger, the tropical heat, and being hungry.
Well, all we had was dehydrated potatoes, dehydrated eggs, until a food ship came in, and then we got fresh potatoes, cold storage eggs, but all life became luxurious then.
Despite the difficulties, he found himself well-suited to the demands of the military.
Well, I always liked discipline. We just went there and did what we had to do. That was all we thought. We were trained to do it, so we did it.
Holmes served 3 years, and his service only ended because the war did. He came home to a community that holds its veterans in the highest esteem, which continues all these decades later.
Whenever I go uptown, I wear my cap that says World War II veteran. I have people saying thank you. Some, not all, but many of them do. Total strangers.
Axel Holmes, the last surviving World War II veteran in Net Lake on the Boys Fort Reservation.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.